And with me in the Caravia studios this afternoon is Christy Lichty from Cité des Arts. Christy, you could talk about a plethora of things happening at Cité almost every night through festival and beyond.
Yes, it's pretty remarkable, yes, all the things we get. It's wonderful. I love the variety and the numbers of people who get to use the place. It's fabulous.
Yes, and you encounter and incorporate so many artistic people in our community. And you're here primarily to talk about anyone who is artistic, innovative. There's a very interesting series of events coming up called Innovate.
Yes.
That people are familiar with, I guess, over the past couple years. It's been taking place in our community. And you're really hoping to encourage people to participate who are artistic.
Yeah. So, Innovate is a wonderful little festival. I call it the Creative Idea Festival that wraps around Festival International, which is pretty interesting. It starts on the 23rd, a couple of days before festival or right around festival, and then it ends the next week on Wednesday. So they have a lot of activities on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday right after festival. And I think that sometimes when we're thinking about innovation and creative ideas, we're thinking in terms of for business, that this would be for business types to think about, you know, things that they would like to make. But actually, the arts are fertile ground for innovative ideas. And sometimes when you connect those folks together, you end up with really dynamic situations or things. So this is a call out to all of the artists. That includes everyone: writers, musicians, theater people, visual artists,
illustrators, animators,
that's
all
right,
kinds of people.
Computer people. This is there are a few events at Innovate which are tailored for those kinds of people. So I encourage everybody to go to their website, which is Innovate, INNOV8, Lafayette.com, and check the schedule because there's a lot of fun things happening. On the 23rd, there's an event called Creative Courting. And so this is where
kind of like the dating game.
It is. It's like speed dating.
Speed dating for artists and innovators.
Right. Writers who need illustrators or musicians, people who do film, get together and talk about the different projects that they would like to do and just sort of interact. I find that it's like jamming. You're jamming ideas with other folks, and then really interesting things can happen, and you come away with different ideas that you had than you had before. It can be very inspiring, and we're hoping that, of course, new things are going to be made in Acadiana for us to bring to the world. That's the ultimate goal, right?
And obviously those kinds of relationships occur either by happenstance or you get a recommendation from a friend, but they just might not. You might miss the opportunity to create something with another person. And this really allows you a huge range of people to network with and find out those particular skills.
Exactly.
Not waiting to maybe meet them in a coffee shop somewhere.
Right, or Downtown Alive, which is another great place to meet, but you can't necessarily hear each other speaking. And someone might not know that someone else has a gift or talent that they use at home, that they're a comic book artist and they've been doing that for 10 years, and they have no sort of idea of how they can get published or whatever. So anyway, coming out and meeting folks is a good idea.
So Creative Courting, that's going to take place on April 23rd,
yes,
which is next week, a Tuesday,
yes,
I believe. And where is that going to take place?
ACA, and I believe they're all around 5 p.m. Everyone should check the website to be sure, because there is a really dynamic schedule. On the 28th, there's going to be a workshop, How to Make a Market. And it's going to be a bunch of successful artists that we have in this area are going to talk about how they created their own success, what kind of path they took. That doesn't mean everybody can take the same path, but it is good to hear people who are doing it for a living, whatever that is, making music, writing books, so that you can learn from them, basically. And that's also at ACA. I think they're all around 5 o'clock p.m. And on the 30th, when Innovate is winding down, there's going to be something called the First Date. And once again, that's going to be artists and collaborators, innovators getting together to jam ideas. And then right after is the best party in the world. It's going to be the Steampunk and Makers Ball, which is the final party for Innovate at Trend Downtown, which is the old Masonic building, gorgeous old bricks. And we're going to have live music and a cabaret of sorts, and also costumes, costume contests, hair and facial hair contests. I mean, it's going to be really funny. We're just going to blow it all out. And it's for all ages.
Right. So. And so some people get sad when festival ends, but this sounds like you can just keep on partying.
That's right.
Celebrating and listening to music. So quite a series of events. You've mentioned a few, but as you said, there's an entire lineup of panels and all kinds of things that you can participate in throughout the Innovate Week.
Exactly.
And that website is the best place to go.
Yes. There's some things I think people should know about to take advantage of. Number one is if you become a friend of Innovate, they are going to have a hospitality suite downtown during festival. So if you're a friend of Innovate, it's a pass for two to get into Trend, which is where it's going to be. And you're going to get real bathrooms, hors d'oeuvres, and water, and a place to rest during festival. So that is a huge perk. I recommend everybody become a friend of Innovate. The other thing is that I think is fantastic is that they are bringing in this unbelievable writer to be their keynote speaker. It's Steven Johnson. He's written around 8 books. One thing that I'm super excited about is that he's going to be hosting a PBS fall series called How We Got to Now. And I think it's going to be really interesting. He's just a fantastic guy. And it's pretty remarkable that we're going to have him in Lafayette.
And what day is the keynote speech taking
April
place?
The 29th.
Okay. So towards the end of the week.
Towards the end.
Yes.
On Tuesday.
Now, tell us about some of your experiences with artists who have participated in Innovate. Do you know some people who perhaps participated last year, had a positive experience?
Yeah. I think that for networking, it's just fabulous. I really recommend it. Of course, because you're going to end up meeting people that you wouldn't meet just regularly in your social world. Mm-hmm. So I really recommend that for the meet and greet and hobnob with folks who are doing things, it's really inspiring and exciting. So hooray for Lafayette and Acadiana that what we're trying to do is, I guess, innovate ourselves into being a better place to live, even though it's already fabulous. And we want to keep the talent here. So all of our students from UL who are, maybe in industrial design or engineering or architecture or wherever will want to make their home here and will be able to be as successful here as they would any other place.
Right. And just filmmakers, creative writers, all kinds of people who are artistically inclined.
Exactly.
So it's been an interesting week. And you may have heard it earlier on Cheryl's show earlier this week. Some of the founders of Festival International were here talking about that particular moment in Lafayette and the gathering of creative minds and how it really has just flowered and exploded since then.
Yeah.
And how that really changed Lafayette from that idea and gathering of people who networked and saw a need and filled it.
And how incredible. 400,000 people visit Lafayette for Festival International. That number blows my mind.
Absolutely. But it started from a small group of people who had a great idea and gathered creative minds together. And then yesterday we were talking with some people from Arneville who are doing the whole Semaine Française with the idea of creative placemaking, which is also what you're saying, that we don't have to leave our community in order to live there. But certain things need to be done in order to create a space where they can thrive.
Exactly. Another thing that I'm very interested in, just that falls right in line with Innovate, is that the new makers space here in Lafayette. Maybe folks don't know yet, but there's going to be a space developed for people who would like to make things or invent things. And for a small fee, you become a member and you can use equipment, maybe a 3D printer, and you can make parts for whatever it is you're trying to build. I think that's really exciting.
And that way you don't have to put out the cost for the purchase of equipment like that. And
when
you're just getting your business started, whether it's arts or whatever it is, to be a part of this organization. And that's actually an international movement, these makerspaces.
Yeah. But, I don't know how many towns like the size of Lafayette have them. Mm-hmm, I know that New York City has them. And so it's great. If you're a student, you don't have to buy $10,000 worth of equipment. You can go and learn how to use one over at the makerspace and then, you know, use it yourself to build whatever it is you want to build. I think that's a brilliant use of resources for a community. It's just really exciting.
During Innovate, will there be sessions over at the new makerspace? Will they be interacting with activities at Innovate?
I don't think they're quite ready for that this year. Mm-hmm. This is very, very recent. Mm-hmm. It's just now coming around.
Just acquired the space.
Exactly. And, yeah. So it's not quite ready for the public yet, but I think in the future, definitely could happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great ideas in Lafayette. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Christy Lichty, who's the Artistic Project Director over at Cité des Arts, here talking about Innovate and some of the activities that you can participate in starting next week on April 23rd with Creative Courting. And again, you're talking with about people who have any kind of artistic interest or a desire to help those who are creative and innovative in the arts. So If you love the idea of helping painters or fundraising for people who are creative, you could participate in that as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You might not have any ideas at all, but you just want to meet creative people. I think that's a really good use of the time that mm-hmm. you have. Mm-hmm. And there's so many other things going on at Innovate that are exciting. There's Innovate the Plate. So everybody here likes to eat. I know that. That's a big part of the culture. So that will be a very fun and exciting thing to participate in during Innovate. And there are a multitude of mm-hmm. lectures and panel discussions and hobnobbing events that everybody should take advantage of. And like I said, Stephen Johnson is going to be here. He wrote a book called Where Good Ideas Come From, The Natural History of Innovation. I mean, just the title. It's really interesting, isn't it? It makes me want to go out and get that book right now and read the whole thing.
Well, so that week will go on. Lots of great things for people to do. They can check out that website. And then at the end, they can have a fabulous time at this Steampunk and Makers Ball. Now, you all have a festival. You all started the Steampunk and Makers Festival over at Cité.
We did.
Describe some of the fun that people have been having with that idea and just the excited response to dressing up.
Yeah, it's been really fun and mm-hmm, fantastic. Mm-hmm. We partnered up with the Science Museum last year, and we both broke records for attendance at this event. It was November the 9th last year. This year, it will be November the 8th. We're moving it to Parc Sanssouci. We're still going to have live steampunk bands and lots of vendors selling things that they make. Now it's the Steampunk and Makers Fair. So we're really interested in makers once again. Showing us what they do. And so manufacturers, artists, builders, anybody who makes something is welcome, because I think that's a very exciting thing for folks to see what's going on here and see the ideas that people have. So it's performance art, but that's the steampunk part mm-hmm. of it. And of course, mm-hmm. everybody should dress up if they want to, because it's fun. And then it's also the sciences and the make movement. So we had the UL industrial design students did a huge display last year. We had architecture students doing things. And this year I expect it to grow exponentially. I'm hoping to double the attendance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you enjoyed that fair and that dressing up and the wonderful activities, you'll really enjoy this ball that's going to be taking place on the 30th.
Absolutely.
Because everyone's encouraged to dress up.
And yeah, we're having a vaudevillian type cabaret. On Wednesday, it's going to be a smattering of different types of acts, and we're calling it the Kitten Caboodle Cabaret. So it's everything. That'll be really entertaining. Plus, like I said, we'll have contests, costume contest, hair and facial hair. You know, if you want to sport a very important mustache that's steampunky or beard or whatever, that'd be great. If you're a kid and you want to make your own beard, do it. That's cool. I mean, if you're a woman and you want to put on a beard, great. We also have some winners of our Biggest Liar of the South contest are going to tell some stories. It's going to be really fun. And then there'll be vendors.
Okay. And this will all be at the ball, which is on the 30th, April 30th.
Right. It's 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on a Wednesday night. And, of course, we don't need any excuse to party on a Wednesday around here.
That's right. And festival have just ended, so people will be wanting lots of things to do. So anyone, do you have to have registered for Innovate to go to this ball, or can you buy the tickets separately?
You can buy a ticket at the door,
okay.
And it's very, very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Everybody can come. Like I said, kids are welcome, and anybody in the family. I think it's creative and fun. It's just like, I don't know, great celebration for innovation and Lafayette.
So a family-friendly steampunk and makers ball that will take place at the end of Innovate, which we're talking about. All are invited to attend the ball. You can just get your tickets there. And that website again for Innovate?
For Innovate, it's INNOV, the number 8, Lafayette.com. All the schedule is there. So, and I recommend, like I said, be a friend of Innovate. This is going to be a big festival for Lafayette in the future.
Okay. And all throughout festival, events will be taking place, panels, discussions.
Well, actually, it's a couple of days before festival, and then they take festival off. They know they're not going to compete with the music outside, and they don't really want to.
So, but you can still gather in that building to get away and network with
exactly.
people.
If you just need to sit down for a while and take a load off and maybe text somebody, if you're a friend of Innovate, come on in. There's air conditioning and a bottle of water for you.
Okay, so it, as you said, it sort of embraces festival. So you can start off with Innovate a few days before and then finish up with the keynote speaker and some workshops and then the steampunk ball. And
I believe, you know, the keynote speaker, if you want tickets for that, it's around $45. And you can just go to the Chamber of Commerce. I think that's where they're selling the tickets. And I really recommend everyone. This guy is really an important writer in the U.S. and doing amazing things. And this is a great opportunity to see him right here. We don't have to go to Houston. We don't have to go to New Orleans. We don't have to go to New York. He's going to be right here. That's awesome.
So are a lot of the artists that you've been working with at Cité right now excited about Innovate?
They are. Mm-hmm. They are. They're excited about everything. We're just
Well, if the number of press releases I get from you indicates excitement, it's really high over there. So many things happening, plays and music and art shows. And for that space, it's unbelievable what you all do there.
We're doing a film for a festival on Tuesday evening. You're in charge. The film that was made here 3 years ago by Tom Kruger. It's a fantastic comedy about the Guillory family. I totally recommend it. So we're showing it twice on Tuesday before festival. Once at 4:30 and once at 7. And then there's live music after. Dirk Powell helped to write the music of the film, and he and a bunch of friends will be playing music at Cité after. And so we'll have a little dance. So I really recommend folks come by.
And what day is that?
That's Tuesday the 22nd of April.
Okay.
You better make a reservation. Everybody call me at 337-291-1122 to make sure you have a seat to see this film because it could get crowded.
Well, especially with that great music and festival going on. Cité does have a website where you have a complete schedule of events.
We sure do. www.citedesart, that's spelled CITEDESART.org. That's City of Arts in French for all y'all English speakers.
All right. Well, French, English, whatever you speak, you have a place at Cité. So much going on there throughout the spring and particularly during festivals. So you can check their website out. My guest, Christy Lichty from Cité des Arts. She and Jim Phillips did start the Steampunk and Makers Fair that took place in the fall. And it continues with Innovate and the Steampunk and Makers Ball that will take place on April 30th. Check out the Innovate site for a schedule of events, whether you're an artist, a creative person, you want to help creative persons, anyone who has an interest is invited to be a part of this creative placemaking, creative courting, creative dating, and creation. Well, Christy, thank you so much for all of y'all's work in that field and bringing
thank
us
so
all
much.
So much pleasure.